Hello. Would you please give me a ride to Shkarlovskaya?
Yes, please do get in.
Thanks. Are you just getting in the same direction? Is that why you picked me?
No, it's just that the prices went up, and I need to do some work after my lectures to build a bath at my country house. Surplus labor time, as they taught us in Soviet times.
Yes, yes, and now it's time for reaction.
No, it's not a time of reaction. It's the place of reaction. It's our people. Whatever you give them, they only obey a strong hand. They don't have moral interests or values, and they've never had them, in fact. This is exactly what I'm talking about.
He suddenly and quickly turns the wheel.
How can you drive like this? For instance, you're coming from the airport, right? From Europe? In Europe, they would never behave like that crazy driver. Never!
And what about you and I? We were also born slaves.
No, after all, since Peter the Great, there's been a tradition in Russia to have a small Europeanized class. But we Europeans can't control this crowd here. They just don't have human values, period.
Just a moment. If the Europeans despise our common people, then the latter become even more like slaves. And the Western journalists and politicians often apply this attitude to all Russians, including ourselves. That's why many are upset. You try to prove you are not a barbarian, that you love Europe wholeheartedly, and they still look it closely to check whether you're liberal enough. Look at what's on TV. It's just one big inferiority complex. We won't let anyone offend our dear mother, Russia. Russia is an energetic superpower, and whoever didn't get there will be castrated immediately. This is actually a discourse of resentful slaves who implicitly betray their own slavishness. But these slaves are disappointed in their master, the West.
But it's always been like this. The masses have no need for liberal values. They've grown up in violence. And it's not we who despise them. Their own families and streets have no respect for the human personality. They lack culture and never went through the Enlightenment.
But can you get culture through oppression? People should themselves seek their common interest with others.
Yeah, that's my only hope. Maybe capitalism and the market will one day form human values in these people. What divides them from the West? It's better to do business with it. What divides them from the Tajiks? Let them work. We can do with the workforce anyway.
But the problem is still that the capitalists have learned to do without human values. Or rather, for them, those who don't share these values are not even people, but rogues. It is a vicious circle, isn't it?
I guess you're right. These are reactionary times. So what is to be done? We need to smash this immoral rabble. Like this one in the Mercedes. How can he turn like this? At speeds like that? Bush is right to press those people down. And right here, they follow these masses. In this country, everything is always wrong. To live with wolves means to howl with wolves. Okay, here we are. 300 rubles, please. Business is business.
Too strong, I say.
Your friends know it, that's why you're all alone. Chasing the man you can't see.
My job.
So just walk away and let him be. He's got a shotgun, so hold my job.
Mr. Yo.
My job, I'm back on these tracks, about to sell another meal. My pants stay sagging from them $100 bills. The haters hate, but they don't really want to see the steel. Had a million in my bank before I saw them bought the deal. Had a million in my bank before I saw them bought the deal. Before I came out, they say the streets wouldn't feel. The game that I'm spitting, that's real. But now I'm like Mello, I'm the king of the hill. American.
Chasing a man you can't see.
wanna rub my belly, wanna show your boy some love. They see me iced up, they be like, what's up? Try to jack me if you wanna, I'ma leave you up. Use the roll hatchback, now I'm Cadillac and Benz. Use the roll hatchback, now I'm Cadillac and Benz. I used to have homies, now I'm like friends. Cause even back then, all they did was pretend. Now I got my own label, Ice Sage, and I'm boss. I'm the mayor of the town with a key to that boss. All my cars black on black except the one with thick gloss. Got another white on white, I call it Rick Ross.
That was Mr. Jones with Mike Jones. Yeah. Mike Jones, as all of you might know, came out a couple of years ago together with a music star called Screw from the south of America. That was Texas, Houston, Texas. Mike Jones is now running his own record label called Ice Age. And if any one of you seen the video to this Mr. Jones by Mike Jones, it's basically a diorama full of diamond teeth, gold chains, and so on. And I don't know if you know this, Michael, but a lot of these songs were actually created just to in order to sell a lot of ringtones.
Yeah, I think you can kind of get that in the song. In the background, it almost sounds like they're using a ringtone.
Mm.
Do you think that I'm right, Ilya?
I think you're definitely right. I think you're on the point. Like, there's just a part of the problem with downloads. I guess a lot of the record sales disappeared, so they had to, in some way, figure out other ways to make money on their hustling and on the rap music. So they a lot of the songs are produced just exactly to fit a polyphonic ringtone. A polyphonic ringtone is something with more than 16 tones normally.
That's interesting.
I mean, I don't know what you think about this whole industry. He also was very commonly shouting out his phone number during the first song, he says. And the story goes, actually, that his grandmother told him that when he made his first record or his first singles, she told him that you should say your name as often as possible and your number as often as possible.
Number?
So he always said his phone number. I mean, would you consider giving out your mobile phone number to, let's say, 500,000 Texans?
Yeah, but how do we know that it's the real phone number? Did you ever try to call it?
Yeah, actually, from the beginning, we made a couple of calls from Sweden to call Mike Jones, and and if it didn't work, it was like no answer,
yeah, of course.
But it is supposed to be the correct number, even though today he claims that too many people call him. And he also claims that he's the American dream in many ways. Like, so.
But I'm just interested if you know about these ringtones.
Mm.
Is it possible to download ringtones without paying for them?
I guess if you have some kind of piracy program, maybe, or if you make your own stupid ringtones, like, you know, some ringtones sound like they're a combination of like 15 or 20 different ringtones at the same time, basically. And I don't know, it sounds, it's a...
There's something fishy there.
Yeah, definitely.
But how do they send them to you? Do they send it by satellite, your ringtone, to you?
I don't really know if it would be...
Have you bought a ringtone before?
I have bought a ringtone, yeah.
Which
I mean,
one?
Haven't you bought a ringtone at any point in your life?
Like, no, I still have a mobile phone that looks like a regular house phone.
Yeah?
It's so big.
You got this one, old plastic one, maybe, perhaps.
Yeah, we sometimes use it for football.
Yeah, Well, I guess here in Germany it's a huge industry. You'll be watching MTV, for example, this Jamba thing. It's just everywhere. Like every commercial break, it's like 5 or 6 times going on. Like, so, I mean, that kind of leads us into another artist, which is extremely these days running a total imperium of, would say, ringtones, video games, plastic figures, name it, whatever. And that is Curtis Jackson, now known as 50 Cent.
The 50 Cent, I ran a little bit, but I pop nines. Tell niggas get their money right, cause I got mine. When I'm around, quit playing, nigga, you can't shine. You gon' be that next chump, then up in the trunk, after being hit by the pump. Is that what you want? Be easy, nigga. I lay your ass out, believe me, nigga. That's what I'm about, gangster. You can find a nigga sitting on throne. Hit the clutch, hit the gear, hit the gas, and I'm gone. Yeah. If I can't do it, homie, it can't be done. I'ma let the champagne bottle pop. I'ma take it to the top. Show I'ma make it hot, baby, baby. I'm down for the action. He's smart with his mouth to smack. You hold your strap, you might come back. So clap. React like a gangster, die like a gangster. Fact. Cause you'll be hitting homicide to be asking what happened. Oh no, look who prepping with the 4-4. 20 inch rim sitting on low, bro. East side, west side, you know, yo. Something really wrong with my brain. Niggas don't rob me, they know I'm down and down with my chain. G-Unit, yeah. We get it popping in the hood. G-Unit, yeah. Motherfucker, what's good? I'm waiting on niggas to act like they don't know how to act. I had to sip it to my jack. I blow them off the map with the Mac, thinking it's all rap. Till that ass get clapped and Dop say it's a rap.
It's a rap, nigga.
If I can't do it, homie, it can't be done. I'ma let the champagne bottle pop. I'ma take it to the top. Show, I'ma make it hot, baby, baby.
I ain't been out to teach lessons to slow learners. Go ahead and act up, get smacked in the head with the burner. I don't fight fair. I'm dirty, dirty. I'm from Southside Jamaica, Queens, nigga, you heard me. Yeah. When the street lights come on, niggas blasting nines. Get locked up to read books to pass the time. Woo. And the game is ups and downs, so I stay on the grind. Niggas on my dick more than my bitch, I stay on their mind. There ain't nothing they can do to stop my shine. This is God's plan, homie. This ain't mine. I bet the music lies. Grandpa called me a nuisance. And grandma always gotta throw her 2 cents. I'm the dropout. I made more money than his teachers. Ruthless like the coupe, but I come with more features. I am what I am. You can like it or love it. It feels good to put 50 grand and think nothing of it. Fuck
if it. I can't do it, homie, it can't be done. Now I'ma let the champagne bottle pop. I'ma take it to the top. Show, I'ma make it hot, baby, baby. If I can't do it, homie, it can't be done. Now I'ma let the champagne bottle pop. I'ma take it to the top. Show, I'ma make it hot, baby, baby.
I'ma make it hot. Dr. Dre, Aftermath, Shady.
Cleopatra and Julius Caesar. Am I not on?
You are very much on here.
Cleopatra and Julius Caesar. The story of Cleopatra is full of love and romance, greed and war. Cleopatra was born in Egypt in 69 BC to the Ptolemaic royal family of Greek Egyptians. This family ruled Egypt since the time of Alexander the Great, when Egypt was part of Alexander's empire. When Alexander died in 336 BC, his empire was divided among his top generals. Ptolemy became the ruler of Egypt and the first ruler of the Ptolemaic dynasty.
Ptolemy was Cleopatra's father. When he died in 51 years before Christ, Ptolemy willed that 70-year-old Cleopatra and her 12-year-old brother, Ptolemy IV, were to marry together and rule Egypt. Cleopatra was a very different ruler than the Ptolemies who came before her. She learned the Egyptian language. The other Ptolemies spoke only Greek. Cleopatra also practiced the religious customs of Egypt, and many of the Egyptians viewed her as a pharaoh, we'll say Egyptian ruler, not a Greek ruler. In 48 years before Christ, Cleopatra's generals found they could not control her, so they ousted Cleopatra, we'll say kicked her out, and made her brother the only ruler of Egypt.
Well, a few months later, a Roman army led by none other than Julius Caesar arrived in Egypt. Caesar was pursuing another Roman army that tried to keep him from returning to Rome. Now, Caesar's army was much larger than the Egyptian forces. So Cleopatra concluded that Caesar could return her to power. She arranged to have a huge carpet delivered to the 54-year-old Caesar. When he unrolled it, he found the 22-year-old former queen wrapped inside. She asked for Caesar's help against her brother. And if you're interested, see a famous painting of the meeting of Cleopatra and Caesar by Jean-Léon Gérôme, painted in 1866.
Caesar and Cleopatra became lovers, and Cleopatra got what she wanted from him. The Roman general led his army to capture and kill the people who removed her from power. Ptolemy IV drowned in the Nile while trying to flee. Egyptian law did not allow a queen to rule without a king, so Cleopatra married another brother, Ptolemy III. However, she was in love with Julius Caesar. Caesar and Cleopatra spent the next several months traveling along the Nile, where Caesar saw how the Egyptian people worshipped her. Caesar was a very powerful general who conquered many lands. But he knew that becoming a pharaoh was something he could never achieve. He saw his marriage to Cleopatra might unite Rome with Egypt. Perhaps their son could eventually rule this great empire.
Caesar returned to Rome in 46 BC with Cleopatra and their newborn son, Caesarion. At this time, Caesar already had a Roman wife. Many Romans were shocked that he would also marry a foreign woman. But Julius Caesar was very popular with the Roman people. They named him Dictator. Cleopatra was not popular with the Romans, however. She had called herself the New Isis, an Egyptian goddess, and she didn't worship the Roman gods.
The senators of Rome were threatened Julius Caesar's popularity and power. Caesar used his power to make many changes in Rome, often without approval from the Senate. A year after his election as dictator, the Roman people elected Caesar dictator for life. The Roman senators were outraged. On March 15, 44 years before Christ, Caesar was met by a mob of 60 senators who stabbed him to death.
Cleopatra left Rome with her son in fear of their own lives, and they returned to Egypt. There, she murdered her husband and brother, Ptolemy the Ninth.
This is Out There by the studio from Gothenburg, Sweden, on a remix by Todd Tallier.
Thank you.
0297121. 0602997121. Calls here at the moment, but they're all going to the office. So if you want to make a call here, make a request, or we have to call you and ask some questions.
Or just make a comment.
Yeah, just make a comment. It's 069, also within Frankfurt, 0692997111. That'll be 0692997111. And then you call directly to the studio and we'll have a little chat or whatever you do when you call to a radio studio.
I want to see that light shining red.
Yeah, we would like to see that phone button just shine very great. It's actually a quite ugly button, I would say, where it's very hard to figure out.
No, but check those ones out over there. Yeah.
For those of you who are not in the studio at the moment, we do actually have something that that looks something like a police siren or something. It's very, I'm just hoping for it to give out some kind of sound, also perhaps. The phone button is ringing there. Yes, that is true. Sorry, listeners, but
Getting this ready, I'll just make an advertisement for an exhibition in an apartment in the North End by Carl Palm. It's at an exhibition space called Choppel, and it's on St. Georgstrasse 2 in the heart of Bornheim, and well, not the heart, but actually the balding top. And you should get there around 7:30, and I think you'll be very stimulated if you come on by. That's tonight.
There's also this thing, kind of an auction going on tomorrow night. I think a lot of people have something in it. The funny thing, I will drop you the latest news, actually, and I hope not the wrong people are hearing this, but actually yesterday, in the Stille Schule, a man came in and claimed that one of the works displayed actually in Frankfurter Zeitung was a painting that he made 5 years ago, and then how that painting came to a point where it was auctioned out by another artist, I don't really know, but he looked very upset, and he held this picture up with a painting of two naked ladies and a monkey, and he claimed that he was the artist. And you know, like, that's, I guess that's the way it could go down sometimes. Like, it's not always.
But in all fairness, I mean, he's probably lying.
Yeah, anyways.
great whites are the only sharks that can hold their heads up out of the water. This ability allows them to look for potential prey at the surface. Great white sharks usually attack from underneath, surprising their unwary prey. We're just having some experiences, some technical difficulties here, but we're going to play a song by DJ Mehdi from the French record label Ed Bang, actually. And it's an edit by Thomas Bangalter, which is actually half part of Daft Punk. Anyway, let it roll. Signature by DJ Mehdi, Thomas Bangalter edit. It's a big favorite, definitely, on the dance floors all around Europe and Sweden.
The number is, there's already someone
on the
line. Still? Still?
Really?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's, she might see it, actually. How do we speak?
But you're calling there. Is it possible for us to call someone? Of course. So this is the sign of someone to call in. So then you just press one of these buttons. Well, normally it should be a sign that there's one guy who's calling you. But yeah, I don't know. So you just put on one name.
That was DJ Medi. Single tune from Thomas Bangalter already. The next one is a big one from English Hadouken, which is going to come out on the Kitsune compilation in June. This is Hadouken with Tuning In.
So I'm sitting in some trendy bar with a girl who I met through my mate Charlotte. She's a bit of a sort, everything was cool until we talked. Nah, she didn't offend me, but her chat is proper empty. I realised the girl I'm scoring is fit but fucking boring. And I'm nearly snoring, cause she goes on and on about her course and family and the village she is from. And she's studying maths, her favourite colour is black. And she's a terrible cook, and I can't help staring at her rack. Cause I'm listening, yeah I'm tuning in. Cause what you say is really interesting, yeah. Cause I'm tuning in, yeah I'm zooming in. Cause when you talk I really do listen. So we get on to this conversation, it was oh so fun. And when she finished I downed another drink of coke and rum. I got a toilet break and had a cheeky fag. She went when I came back, I had to guard her back. If you come home with me, I'll make you worth your evening. Yeah, cause I got a nice place and I don't mind, we can walk at your pace. If you wanna stay the night, then it really is alright. Cause there's enough space and I really think that you'd like my place. Cause I'm listening, yeah I'm tuning in. Cause what you say is really interesting, yeah. Cause I'm tuning in, yeah I'm zooming in. Cause when you talk I really do listen. But she can't answer my query. Okay, that's enough. I've heard right teachers chat. I need to curb on the bullshit and get her back to my flat. And I've heard enough. You talk about such wonderful stuff. Cause I got a nice place and I don't mind, we can walk at your pace. I'm sat right here polite. Let's go back out for the night. Cause there's enough space and I really think that you'd like my place. Cause I'm listening. Yeah, I'm tuning in. Is really interested, yeah. Cause I'm tuning in, yeah I'm zooming in. Cause when you talk I really do listen. Honest. And I don't mind, we can walk at your pace. If you wanna stay the night, then it really is alright. Cause there's enough space and I really think that you'd like my place. Come on, go on. You know you wanna do. Bit of fun, innit? I'll make you a cup of coffee, yeah. I'll pay for the tax, obviously, yeah. We can talk more at my house, go on, seriously. Oh, nice one.
So, that number, again, to call is 069-299-71211. Be a star.
I would say this song will go out to one of the greater new rave fans in this town, and that's Carl Orton. Actually, he's always claiming how much he really likes new rave, plus all the Brits and expats living around the pubs in this town. I don't know if there's that many actually, but there might be a couple of them. Back to G-Unit, No Mercy, No Fear. Before Curtis Jackson, as you might know me with his other name, Michael...
Jackson?
Yeah.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah, Michael Jackson.
I just want... before we play this, I just want to describe the cover of this record album. It's a 50 Cent No Mercy, No Fear collector's edition. This is part of... Ilya's collection of CDs, and there's three members of this group, and they're all three holding handguns, and I just wanted to make a statement about handguns.
I mean, we would also add that the logo saying G-Unit is completely made out of Glock 9s, I would say it looks like. This tape found its way into the hands of Eminem and Dr. Dre, leading to 50 Cent's initial signing with Interscope Records, Wang's 50 Cent's breakout track hit New York City radio in 2002, I would say.
Rule Duets 1 and 2, and how could you not? Then you'll love Ja Rule Duets 3. Ja Rule is so hot right now, everybody wants to record with him, or at least re-record with him. On Duets 3, you'll get this.
Whenever, what you say, how long, what would I be without you?
And this.
This is so you remind me of who I really am. This is how you remind me.
Here's a song that proves nobody gets the party started like Ja Rule.
To all my people, we be living it up. Hey!
Ja Rule Duets 3. If you order now, you'll also get this bonus masterpiece.
Ja Rule say, hey, put it on me. Holla!
Ja Rule Duets 3. It'll make you holla.
Holla!
MTV News. Yeah, that was quite a good one. Actually, we have a small quiz here. It's about a woman here. We would like to ask you why the English Queen Maria the First, she was living in between 1516 to 58, why she was called Bloody Mary. Also, we have another question. If you would like to call, who painted the sunflowers? Was it Gauguin? Was it Hermanich? Or was it Van Gogh? Van Gogh? Van Gogh? You would have to guess that, and you would have to call us. And the price is an apple. We have about there's four apples of the brand called Pink Lady. It's probably one of the tastiest apple you can buy in Sachsenhausen, I think. And you could actually get a whole basket full of fruits if you would answer that question correctly. Now, Michael, why is it...
Wait, what, can you say the question again? What was the first one about? Yeah. Why is she called Bloody Mary?
Yeah, I mean, you might you heard of the English Queen Maria the First. I mean, I never heard of
Maria.
Her. I've never heard of her, actually. But she was called Bloody Mary, anyway.
I think the Beatles made a song about her. Maybe we can play that later.
Mm-hmm.
But I can only guess at the reason behind that name. But, again, that if you want to call in and win a whole basket full of fruits, it's 069-299-7121. There's very little time left.
That's right. It's a very warm day today, we have to say. I'm really quite surprised that Frankfurt's weather has almost a tropical touch to it. While up in the northern part of Europe, Scandinavia, for example, it's still snowing. I'd like to give a shout-out to my brother Sasha, probably sitting up in the snow in Gothenburg at the moment, if he's listening. And the rest of the crew out there would say. I mean, it is kind of, especially the atmosphere in Barnosvitl at the moment is very tight. It's very hot.
It's hot as hell.
Yeah, people are really rocking these fanny packs for some time now.
Can I ask you just what you put in your fanny packs? Because sometimes I notice you sport one.
Actually, I don't wear it anymore. Actually, that was after a comment from Eric. American guy. No, but I don't wear it that much lately.
But what would someone put in it? Just like, what, napkins?
Yeah, I mean, I guess the more rough guys, hotels? Like from the beginning, used to put what rough guys usually put into their fanny packs. Which
razors?
Would be like razors, machine guns, big pack of drugs or something. And I guess that's something the younger kids sport also.
Okay.
So either you wear it or you...
You put some candy in there, maybe a Game Boy.
Yeah, perhaps a Game Boy.
For that long trip on the U-Bahn.
One of those black and white ones, if you remember those.
069-299-71211. We just want to hear someone's voice.
Yeah. At the moment, for you who are listening, there is a group from Göteborg, from Gothenburg, called The Studio, which have released an excellent EP called West Coast. And one of their more epical tracks, called it Balearic, and it's also been named as Yacht Rock up in Antwerp. They perform very unconventionally, just instrumental rock or pop in a way. And we would have to say something about next time, perhaps, if there is such a one. Michael, what is the...
Yes, yeah, of course. We'll be here next week also, because we've signed a 2-episode contract with Radio X Corporation.
Exclusive!
And... next time we'll have another philosophical dialogue, as well as some more historical and scientific facts for you, all lined up. Some other new forms of music, and hopefully we'll have someone will call next time.
Woo kid, you know, like I think we just will be. How would you say that in English? But we are at the moment.
Say it in Swedish.
Vi börjar knyta upp säcken så småningom och närma oss nu den sista sången här på P3 Sveriges Radio. Och det är The Studio med Lives Out There, höll jag på att säga. Tack ska ni ha. Dankeschön.
Dankeschön, viel Spaß und... Schönes Wochenende.
Ja, und wir sehen uns nächstes Mal vielleicht.